Yes, I'm Tom Baker. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this August the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. I was challenged to do something, and I'm going to do it during this program. Give you a little background, first of all. Remember, I am a plagiarist, a super plagiarist. If you enjoy this program, it's probably because I said something that I borrowed from someone else who was wiser in figuring out something the Bible said. One of my dear friends is Dr. James Veltz, a professor for a long time at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne and Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. He wrote an article entitled Kingdom of God. And he talks about that the kingdom of God is not a separate geographical place, but a reign and rule of God. And then he gives 12 characteristics from the Old Testament about the kingdom of God. Now, why do I find this interesting? I have a theory that even though there are many unbelievers in the world, they really are looking for something in their minds that only Christianity fulfills. That's really, really important. And I was talking to a friend not long ago, and I do enjoy the Beatles. I've got their albums and CDs. John Lennon did one called Imagine. And a lot of people don't like it. They don't like it because of the first line. But we're going to play that right now. And I'm going to stop it as we go through. And you'll see real quickly the points that I am about to make. So here we go. You see, that's where people get turned off. Imagine there's no heaven. But you're going to see that the rest of the song really talks about things that only Christianity fulfills, but John Lennon, of course, isn't aware of that. So we're going to talk about a little later. When he thinks of heaven, he really doesn't think of how we understand it. But what he says in the song is exactly what we mean by the kingdom of God on earth. And the other name for the kingdom of God, of course, is the kingdom of heaven. And that includes the afterlife. So let's hear a little bit and we'll keep stopping it and I'll give you my interpretation. No hell below us, above us only sky. Does that ring a bell? Last week we had a funeral for a wonderful lady. Her name was Rhonda. She now is in bliss with Jesus in the spirit. There is no hell below her. And like Jesus, in a sense, we can say metaphorically, she went up in the sky, taken by an angel, and is in full bliss. John Lennon, he doesn't understand it, but he's singing about the fulfillment of the Christian church, the kingdom of God. Listen further. Imagine all. You see, what is he against? He's against the people that are living for tomorrow. That is a Christian understanding. Jesus himself says it. Take no thought for tomorrow, what you will eat, what you will wear. God takes care of the ravens in the air, the flowers in the field. You're certainly more worth than that. Now, by the way, if you tuned in on Tuesday and you're looking for Mark Smith, as we're going over to him, this is not a hymn of the church, John Lennon's Imagine. Mark Smith is on duty conducting a funeral this morning, as I did last Friday. So I thought, why don't we not do the hymn, because we did the hymn yesterday, and you can go to the archive. It was a hymn by Martin Luther and fit wonderfully with the lessons for this coming Sunday. But let's understand that one of the reasons that Christians can talk to unbelievers is because in the heart of hearts, I believe unbelievers are looking for something, but they're unaware that only Christianity is able to solve it. Let's listen more. Now, when John Lennon talks about there is no country, what is he talking about? He's talking about the division between countries, the wars that occur. If everybody was in one country, one would think that would have less of a chance. Well, guess what? That's what the church is. It's only in one country, only one kingdom. As Dr. Veltz so well does, the kingdom of God. And of the 12 characteristics he talks about peace would reign. And he has the Isaiah 2 verse 4, swords will be made into plowshares. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. You see, it's very important to listen to the songs that the youth are listening to today, because it's grabbing them. And I tell you, I can't tell you how many times what they're wishing for, what they're dreaming of, what their visions are, Christianity fulfills it. And they're unaware of it. Yes, in heaven, there's no distinction between Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. We're all one country. Kill or die for. Oh boy. I mean, not have to kill or die for? That's heaven. There will be no need for you to kill or die for something. That occurs in the kingdom of Satan, which is earth. And John Lennon and many other songwriters recognize earth really isn't the best place. And so in their dreams, in their visions, in their songs, they look to another place. And I'm yelling at the radio, Lennon, you're talking about heaven. And he doesn't know it.
I know religion too.
Now, I think a lot of people get turned off with that. No religion, too. Guess what? There is going to be no religion in heaven. Well, isn't it going to be Christianity? Yes, but Christianity is not a religion. Dr. Schmidt helped me very much on that when he talked about that though everything else can be called a religion, Christianity is a faith. It's a trust in promises. There is no other faith in the Bible. In fact, every time in the Bible, and he pointed this out to me, that a religion uses the word faith, it's always a negative word of faith, unfaith, unbelief. Never are the Gnostics or the Jews, Judaism, referred to as a faith. No, because every religion is an attempt to work your way into the grace of God. John Lennon doesn't want that. He doesn't understand. At least much of I know about him, that that's what the Christian church, the kingdom of God on earth, is really all about. Living life in peace. What were the words of the angel to the shepherds? Peace be with you. That was the beginning of Jesus coming into earth in the incarnation. And he, of course, was bringing peace. What were his words to the disciples on the night of the resurrection? Peace be to you. John Lennon is singing a song that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. I don't want any religion in heaven. I want the faith of Christianity and the trust in Jesus and the love that will be there between all individuals and the Holy Trinity.
You may say,
boy, is that ever true. He's a dreamer. What he doesn't realize is a dream has been fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to hell. I don't know what was in his heart at the moment of his death. God will make that decision. But I can't but imagine that he would ever sing a song like this that is so close to what Christianity fulfills without having heard. You know, there's other songs about Mary, and yes, it's quite possible that the Beatles did believe in Jesus. I don't know, but I'm not here to make a judgment. I'm just here to show that when you listen to songs, people may be unaware of how they're being fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be one.
Wow. The world will be one. Oh, is that not what Jesus' whole mission was? To come into the world? And remember, where there isn't a clear note on this, obviously John Lennon's thinking of all the people in the world, but I'd like to talk to him and ask him, well, how about the Hitlers in the world? Are they part of this? In Romans 9-11, it's very clear that all Israel will be saved, and Israel is none other than those who have faith in Jesus Christ. Remember the distinction between the Israel of the flesh that's trying to get to heaven by their works and the Israel of the promise through Isaac. As I listen, I think that was one of the reasons the Beatles songs were so good. They were so down to earth, even their love songs, that people just felt that they had caught the dream that people were thinking of. What's so sad is how many people listen to Imagine, and then because of his statement, there's no heaven, and some other things that could be understood in a way that contradicts Christianity. I don't think they do at all. I just don't.
Imagine no possessions.
Imagine no possessions. What do we say at the death of a Christian? You can't take it with you. We were reading from Ecclesiastes not long ago. Vanity of vanity is all is vanity. Solomon's talking about, I build all these things. I have all this, all these possessions. And when I die, I give them to a person who didn't even work for them. Vanity of vanities. See, why John Lennon is against possessions is he understands that possessions can lead to egotism, selfishness, and a rat race in the world. But in heaven, there are no possessions because everything belongs to Jesus, even the mansion he's preparing for you. Heaven is where there are no possessions that people have to fight over. Well, what a great insight. No need for hunger. Why? Because the one who took a couple of fish and some loaves fed 5,000. Heaven is the total fulfillment of that passage where don't be worried about what you're going to eat or drink. God will provide it. For some Christians, that means that it will be in the afterlife. But it also can mean here on life. And look, the greatest food that God gives us is his very body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine. It's just so interesting that I hear Christian after Christian bemoan this song. But if you listen to it carefully, he is dreaming about that which Christianity provides. And he may be ignorant of it.
Imagine all the people sharing all the world.
All the people sharing. Yes. There's no going to be things where you're in heaven and say, oh, look what I have because I was a better Christian on earth than you. No. It's going to be what the early church did, that many people did sell their possessions to help those in the church who were poor, hungry, homeless, and so forth. What John Lennon is talking about, I keep wanting to wish to have said to him, it's already fulfilled. The promises are sure. The assurance is great. You don't have to dream about it. You can confess it.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
In the reading for this coming Sunday from Jeremiah, one of the things that God is really upset about are false prophets. And yesterday I talked about how you can tell a false prophet. Because he speaks what he dreams rather than he speaks from the Word of God. What's interesting is how close John Lennon was getting to what the Word of God already reveals. And yet, he's dreaming of it in a way that necessitates no faith.
I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one.
The world will live as one. Well, will somebody please explain to me, and you can email me, lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com, how this song doesn't mirror what Christianity teaches. Now, why am I talking this way? Because let's assume that John Lennon really didn't believe in Christ. The point I'm making is a very simple one. People have needs. And because they are created by God, they look for the needs in places where they can't find it. And that's why we who have the message of Christianity, wow, we can go to them. I may do this a little bit more often. I mean, it caught my fancy when I was reading Dr. James Veltz's Kingdom of God, which, by the way, is going to be the Bible study that we're going to have in a few hours at Trinity Lutheran Church in Orchard Farm, because they have a women's group and they do some crafts or do various things. And then I come in and we do a Bible study. And I've got a nice sheet here with the 10 items that Dr. Veltz found in the Old Testament that the kingdom of God is not a separate geographical place, but a reign and rule of God. I mean, we have tremendous hymns that make it very clear. But I think that one of the reasons youth tend to leave the church, and it's over a majority of them after they're confirmed. Now, a number of them do come back when they get a family, but they're not being fed. They have these desires. Just listen to their songs. Now, this Imagine is an older song, and so what we can do is get some newer songs that you hear singing. And I think you will be surprised that the negative things in the songs are often against what we would consider a broken world. And what the singer is looking for often, as I listen to their songs, is what Christianity reveals as already having happened. You see, I entered the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, when I was baptized. Because it's very important to understand that the kingdom is not a place, but the rule of God. The British understand this better. Because when we talk about Queen Elizabeth, her kingdom does not end at the borders of England. It continues wherever her subjects are. So let's say a crime occurs on a luxury liner in the middle of the ocean. Guess who still has jurisdiction? Yes, the British. Because their kingdom is not a place as much as it is where their people are. So often we talk about, well, what's that, the Kingdom of Oz? And that was a place. But the kingdom of God, well, you can go to a place and learn of the kingdom of God. It's called in a church. And that's why it's so important that the message you hear in the church is the answer to John Lennon's song, Imagine. Now, I'm not going to have a big fight with somebody who says, oh no, that's a terrible song to sing. Yeah, if you feel that way, that's fine. I just get through the language barrier and realize that what he's singing about is that which God has fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. In fact, after going through the 10 characteristics of the kingdom of God on earth and in heaven, Dr. Veltz ends this paper that he gave me with, all this is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus meant when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John Lennon, in his heart of hearts, knew there was something wrong with this world. The law had had its effect. Whether the gospel ever came through to him and somebody convinced him through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus fulfills every one of the items that he's searching for. So he may have an understanding of the world that we don't catch right away, but upon careful listening, it is an understanding that we don't want heaven to be like that. We want the place where all people are together. There's no distinction. There's no property. There's love. and there's peace, which reminds me again of what James Veldt reminds us in Isaiah 2:4. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Wow. That's that verse where they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. That's Christianity. And we pray that you'll start listening to others who have a wonderful ear to hear what the youth are applauding these days in their songs, because that may be an entrance for them to hear about Jesus Christ. But tomorrow, we're going to have an interesting subject. And Thursday, we haven't quite decided which is which. We'll look forward to seeing you. God bless.
KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.